Let's go to Psalm number 120. Psalm number 120. At patuloy natin pag-aralan ang Book of Psalms na malapit na tayong matapos sa Book of Psalms. We're in Book number 5 and there's only a few more numbers of Psalms left. And by the way, these Psalms of degrees, these Song of degrees that we're learning about, they're very short. So kung mahaba yung 119, short naman yung 120 hanggang 134, relatively speaking. And so yung ibang commentary, sabi nila, nung inawit nila yung Songs of degrees, inawit nila lahat ng 15 Psalms at once. I don't know if that's true, but at any rate, these are shorter. So that's why we're covering three at a time. We can do that. So let's look at Psalm number 120. Now, before we look at Psalm 120, let's just get you a little bit of introduction. Then we'll read a little scripture and then we'll open in prayer. But anyway, itong 15 Psalms from 120 hanggang 134, ang tawag natin dito ay yung Song of degrees. And these Psalms were used for their journey of the children of Israel to Jerusalem. At tandaan natin yung Jerusalem ay mabundok siya. Kaya sila ay umaakyat. It ascends to Jerusalem during their sacred feasts of Passover or Pentecost or the Feast of Tabernacles. Pilgrims would sing as they journey to the destination of the temple. So, songs for the journey, kumbaga. These are songs of degrees. And so there are 15 of them. So let's look at the first one, Psalm number 120. We'll read the first verse, and then we will pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Psalm number 120 and verse number 1. A song of degrees. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the songs of degrees that we get to study. We get a little taste of trouble and answers to our prayers because of your good hand of blessing upon us. And all throughout these Psalms, we see distress and we see deliverance at the same time because of your kindness towards us. So we ask your help, Lord, as we look into these scriptures. Help us to study them. Help us to understand it, Lord. And then help us to apply it, more importantly, to our lives so that we can be pleasing to you because of Jesus Christ. So we ask your help now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So verse 1, ang sabi dito, Song of Degrees, in my distress, that's trouble, distress, I cried unto the Lord. So yung troubles, sometimes, actually more than anything else, troubles drive us to prayer. Troubles are a bridge, in a way. It's like the road that draws us closer to the Lord. We don't like it. We don't like trouble. But when we get in trouble, we look to the Lord in prayer. Remember this. Trouble sometimes, in times of troubles, are times of prayers. We need to pray during times of trouble. Look at Psalm number 50. Tingnan mo, lagay mo lang yung daliri mo sa 120. Tapos tingnan mo yung Psalm 50. Psalm number 50, verse number 15. Psalm 50, verse 15. And that's page 513 sa Sample Bible, page 513. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble." God wants us to call on Him on the day of trouble. Look at Psalm 77. Go to Psalm number 77. So troublesome times are times to pray. Psalm number 77, verse number 2. Psalm 77, verse number 2. Yung unang bahagi, the first part of that. It says here, "In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord." And so you see, very important in times of trouble, it's really times of prayer and seeking the Lord. Verse number 2, "Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? So, you know, the sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper, is basically like flaming darts of fire being hurled at David while people were lying about him. I think of Shimei lying to David, maybe Ahithophel lying to David, many others, Doeg. It's just so many people deceitful and lying to David. Then, of course, you look at the greater Messiah, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Sino nagsinungaling kay Jesus Christ? Judas betrayed Jesus. Annas and Caiaphas, yung high priest. Lahat sila, Herod and Pilate, yung apat na yan ang naghusga kay Jesus Christ. Pero sino sa kanila yung inosente? Wala. They were all liars. The one who didn't lie, the one who couldn't lie, was Jesus Christ. And he was the one who was judged by all the liars. And so the greater David experienced that. Now, have you ever experienced that? May nagsinungaling patungkol sa'yo? That is a very hurtful thing. How do you respond to those who lie to you? Look at 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Anong proper response natin sa mga liars when they lie to us? Well, 1 Peter chapter 2 is a good scripture to consider. Page 1049 sa sample Bible, 1049. But 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. 1 Peter 2:23. Who, when he was reviled, talking about Jesus, when he was reviled, reviled not again. He did not respond with evil or lies when he was lied to or reviled. Okay? When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. So you commit yourself to God. You trust in the Lord. But don't lie and don't respond in kind when people lie about you. So, alam mo talaga ang buhay ay nakabase yan sa katotohanan. Kaya kung ayaw nila ng katotohanan, wag mong isuli sa kanila, wag mong isukli sa kanila yung kanilang kasinungalingan. You maintain your testimony, your righteous living, and as you are reviled, revile them not again. And as you suffer, threaten them not, but commit yourself to him that judgeth righteously. That's the Christian response. There's another one, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Tingnan mo ang 1 Corinthians chapter 4. How do we respond to the deceitful tongue, the lying lips, the false tongue? Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 4:12. Sabi ng Bible, and labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Ayun ang response. Instead of returning evil for evil, instead of that, we bless. We learn to be a blessing. Being persecuted, we suffer it. You see? We suffer it. We endure. Parte ho yan ng discipleship. It's part of being a disciple, following Jesus Christ. Na hindi tayo magre-respond in the flesh. So yung flesh natin, handang mag-away, handang magsalita, magbigay ng mga pangit na words. We must allow the Holy Spirit of God to control our evil flesh. We can't do it, but the Holy Spirit can do it. And we need these truths, these scriptural truths. Verse number 5, woe is me, sabi ni David, woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. So, Psalm 120 verse 5. Ano itong Meshech? Well, geographically speaking, yung Meshech, yung northern parts ng Israel. So, actually, north of Israel would be Russia. And you can find that in Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. Isa sa mga anak ni Japheth, si Meshech. So, that would be northern parts. Armenia, Russia, and all those places. And he says, woe is me, I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. Ito naman Kedar, yung southern portions. Kedar is also one of the sons of ham. And so you find that in Genesis 25, verse 13. But so what's David saying? He's saying, hindi ako comfortable na tumira sa lupang ito. Kasi punong-puno itong lupa, punong-puno itong mundo natin ng kasinungalingan. I'm not comfortable here. This is not my home. I'm only a pilgrim, journeying. Ganyan ang Songs of Degree. We're reminded that we are pilgrims. And so, don't make this your heaven. Hindi ito ang langit natin. Turuan niyo yung mga anak ninyo, hindi ito ang langit. Ang mundo natin punong-puno ng kasalanan, hindi ito ang ating langit. And so, you remember there was someone in the Bible who lived in Sodom. First, he didn't live in Sodom, he just was around Sodom. And then eventually, he lived in Sodom. And if it wasn't for the testimony of Peter, we would not have known that Lot was saved. No? Sa kasamaan na naranasan ni Lot dahil sa Sodom, kung hindi sinabi sa atin ni Peter na siya ay just or pinawalang sala ng Diyos, hindi natin matutuklasan na Kristiyano pala si Lot. Go over to 1 Peter chapter 2. Anong na-experience ni Lot nung tumira siya sa Sodom? Tingnan mo ang sinabi ng 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 8. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 8. That's page 1053. Sorry. 1053. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse number 8. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 8. For that righteous man, so tinawag siyang righteous man, ibig sabihin, he was saved. That righteous man dwelling among them. Saan? Sa Sodom, punong-puno ng kabaklaan, punong-puno ng katiwalian, same-sex union, same-sex marriage. And I understand the Congress Senate is discussing same-sex marriage kasi yan ang uso ngayon, yung mga bansa punong-puno, nagsimula yan sa US tapos tinanggap ng US, ngayon tinatanggap ng iba't ibang mga world nations yung status ng same-sex union, no? Let me just say something. God doesn't plan for man to marry man. God planned for man to marry woman. Because that's what we see in Scripture. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Bayan. And so, yung lipunan na tinirahan ni Lot, talagang progressive and advanced, and they have pride year. Hindi lang pride month, pride year. Kaya ano nangyari sa kanila? Pride. Na-pride sila. Talagang na-pride sila. God sent fire down and destroyed them because they were abominable to the Lord. That's an abomination to God, you see. But Lot chose to live there. Kaya ang sabi dito, for that righteous man dwelling among them, seeing and hearing, nakita niya yung mga ginagawa nila, narinig niya yung mga ginagawa nila, natestigo niya yung mga ginagawa nila, naririnig niya yung ginagawa nila, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Unlawful? Unlawful? Wait a minute. Hindi ba alam ni Peter na ito ay lipunan ng Sodom? Siguradong lawful yon sa batas ng Sodom na pwede yung same-sex union. The king of Sodom codified same-sex union. Bakit tinawag ni Peter unlawful? Kasi lawful sa batas ng tao yung legislation nila. Kaya lang unlawful sa batas ng Diyos. And by the way, God's laws are higher than man's laws. And by the way, man is accountable to God regardless of man's legislation. Ang tunay na lawgiver ay ang Lord. Hindi yung sandigang batas or what is an Congress, the Senate, lawmakers, judiciaries, whatever, lahat ho yan nakabase ho yan sa Bible. The lawgiver is God. And by the way, naalala niyo si John the Baptist nung sinabi niya kay Herod, ikaw ay isang adulterer? Labag ka sa law of God. So, alisin niyo na sa isip ninyo yung hindi siya saved, kaya hindi ko siya pwedeng sabihan. That is satanic. The truth is, kung ang tao lumalabag yan sa batas ng Diyos, they need to know it. And they need to be exposed. Why? Kasi, paano nila matutuklasan yung katotohanan kung tahimik tayo? You see? They won't know. They won't learn it if we're quiet, assuming they're not saved. They won't understand it. No. Peter said what Sodom did was unlawful deeds, even though Sodom codified same-sex unions. Kaya nga tawag doon, Sodom. So, challenge. Tingnan ninyo kung anong ibig sabihin ng Sodom. Doon nang galing yung Sodomy. Ah, so, yung NIB, dahil yung isa sa kanilang mga stylistic translators nila, hindi naman siya translator, kaya lang advisor siya, eh si Melencot, ano siya, lesbian yun. Kaya ayaw niya yung word sodomite sa King James, tinanggal nila sa NIB kasi advisor siya ng NIB. Eh, anong NIV? New International Version. Eh, yung modernong salin, wala ka nang makikitang sodomite doon. King James lang ang may sodomite. Why? Kasi nakaka-insulto pag tinawag mong sodomite, yung sodomite. So, pero sino ang mali? Yung sodomite. You see? So, Lot experienced living in Meshech, in a sense, or Kedar. Verse number 6, Psalm 120, verse 6, "My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace." Mahirap tumira sa isang lugar na ayaw nila ng kapayapaan. Ayaw nila ng katotohanan. Ayaw nila ng katwiran. It's hard to live in a society that is opposite of God. And yet, here we are in an antichrist world. Naalala niyo yung sinabi ni Jesus Christ? Look at John chapter 15. John chapter 15. So, tandaan ninyo, hindi ito ang ating langit. Tayo ay samantala lang sa mundong ito. We're only pilgrims here in this earth. We're just passing through. This is not our home. This is not our heaven. By the way, thank God, this is not, you know, thank God, if you are saved and born again, the best is yet to come. Kaya lang, kung hindi ka saved, eto na talaga yung langit mo. Kasi pagkatapos ng buhay dito, papasok ka na sa impyerno. So you see, I hope, I pray you truly know the Lord as your Savior. John 15, verse number 18, what precious words. These are precious words from the Lord for pilgrims. John 15, 18, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." Tandaan ninyo, ye are not of the world. Now we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Amen. So we are pilgrims indeed. And so, verse 7, "I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." They are for war. So how do we live in this world? Well, we should live peacefully. Look at Romans chapter 12. Go over to Romans chapter 12. Here's some pilgrim advice for those of us that are passing through this old world of sin. try to remain unspotted from the world. Do your best to remain unspotted from the world. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. As much as possible, you'll be at peace with all men. Wag, kung magkakaroon tayo ng pag-aaway, wag manggaling sa atin. Be at peace with all men. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Here's another scripture. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men. You see? All men. And holiness. Follow peace and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord, without practical holiness. One more. Psalm 85. Go to Psalm number 85. These are pilgrim verses for the songs of degree. They coincide with the songs of degree. Psalm 85, verse number 8. Psalm 85, verse number 8. Psalm 85, verse 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. You see? I will hear what the Lord will speak. I'm going to listen to what God has to say. And you know what God's going to tell me? He's going to teach me how to... He will speak peace unto me. He's going to teach me how to live peaceably. Except, right here, let them not turn again to folly. Huwag ka lang bumalik sa kalokohan na pinanggalingan mo. So, lahat ng Kristiyano, lahat tayong mga mananampalataya, meron tayong opportunity na bumalik sa kalokohan. Don't ever forget that. Pero kung tutuusin, you have to make a decision. Sino ang mananaig sa buhay ko ngayon? Yung dati kong pamamaraan o yung daan ng Panginoon? I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. And I pray that for you, that would be your daily prayer as a pilgrim here on earth. So we have Psalm number 120 is basically the introduction to the Song of Degrees. Let's look at Psalm 121. Psalm 121, a Song of Degrees. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So, anong inaasahan ni David? Saan ako kukuha ng tulong? Titingin ba ako sa mga hills ng Jerusalem? O hills ng Mount Moriah? No, sabi ni David, I will lift my eyes unto the Lord. So, kanino tayo aasa? Sa tao o sa Diyos? We must have confidence, full confidence in the Lord, not people. Go to Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3. Well, Jeremiah experienced the same thing. He was looking to the hills, and then he found out, boy, there's not a lot of help on the hills. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. Jeremiah 3:23, page 658 sa Sample Bible, 658. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. Look and see here. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. So Jeremiah experienced the same thing. Where am I going to find help? Am I going to look for it in the hills, in the mountains? Am I secure because of the hills and mountains? No. I am secure because it's in the Lord. He's my helper. Jeremiah chapter 32. Look at Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Jeremiah 32, 17. Ah, Lord, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. So, see? Siya ang manlilikha. Kaya dapat, pag kailangan mo ng tulong, ang unang takbo mo, dun sa manlilikha. Dahil siya ang naglikha ng lahat, kontrolado niya ang lahat. It's all under His control. He's the maker, and He is also the helper. Thank God. Verse number 3, Psalm 121, verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Hindi siya natutulog. Hindi siya naantok. Hindi siya napapagod. Kaya magpray tayo, and pray often, and pray always, We cannot exhaust God's help. Imagine that. You cannot exhaust the power of God. Verse number 4, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." Constant ang care ng Panginoon, 24 hours a day, you see. Verse number 5, "The Lord is thy keeper." Tingnan mo kung gaano ka-personal ang Diyos. "Jehovah is your keeper." My keeper. "The Lord is my shade upon the right, my right hand." So, gaano kalapit ang Diyos sa akin? He's as close as my right hand. That's how close God is. He's right there. "The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." Go over to Isaiah 32. Nag-agree naman si Prophet Isaiah dito kay David. Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32, verse number 2. Isaiah 32, verse number 2. "A man and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land. So, kapag napakainit at kailangan mo ng silong, punta ka sa Unit 20. Hindi, biro lang. Pag mainit ang na-experience niyo sa buhay, magtago tayo kay Jesus Christ. Siya ang bato. No? So you have to have a good relationship with the Lord. He is our protector. He is our helper. Verse number 7, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil." Do you believe in preservation? So, yung Bible natin, preserve. Yung kaluluwa natin, preserve. Yung church natin, preserve hanggang either tumiwalag tayo or lumago tayo sa Panginoon. God will preserve His church. God will preserve His word. And verse 7, God preserves His pilgrim. You see, God takes care of us. "He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore." God will always be there to guide and to lead. The question is, do we turn our eyes unto the Lord and ask Him to lead and guide us? So we have this wonderful, precious psalm. As we journey through this world of sin, we can keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and we can keep our eyes on the Lord. When all the world is saying, "This is the candidate, this is the one that's going to change everything." What a lie. "I will lift my eyes unto the Lord, from whence cometh my help." Didn't come from a candidate. Forget that jazz. That's satanic. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time." Yung preservation pala ng mananampalataya, ang expiration niya, yung kabuuan ng kaligtasan natin. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Psalm 122. Let's finish the Psalms of a Song of Degrees, these three Songs of Degrees. Psalm 122, a Song of Degrees of David. So this is David's apat sa mga 15 Songs of Degrees I attributed to David. This is one of them. The Songs of David. So David, you remember David, when he became king, he made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. He made Jerusalem the center of worship. Saan niya tinaguyod yung temple? Hindi siya ang nagtaguyod, pero prineper niya si Solomon. Lahat ng materials na kailangan ni Solomon, ihinanda ni David. Now, David didn't have the privilege of erecting the tabernacle or the temple because he was a bloody man. You remember that. But he prepared everything for Solomon. Where did David wanted the temple? In Jerusalem, you see. And so this is a significant one. You see the heart of David for the assembly in Jerusalem. "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Oh, David loved the house of the Lord. He was glad to be invited. Napakalaking privilege and honor ang maimbita ka sa tahanan ng Panginoon. That is one of the highest joys and privileges of this world, is to be invited to come to church and to be with the Lord and the Lord's people. Look at Psalm 26 verse 8. Go to Psalm 26 verse number 8. Do you love going to the house of the Lord? Oh, you should on every Sunday. Now, what is the house of the Lord in the New Testament dispensation, here in our post-New Testament dispensation? Ano yung tahanan ng Panginoon ngayon? The pillar and ground of truth. It's the local church. Are you glad when you go to the house of the Lord? I hope so. So, Psalm number 26, verse number 8. Psalm 26, verse number 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place wherein thine honor dwelleth. Boy, I love church. I love being in church. You know why? Kasi yung number one sa church, hindi yung nagpipreach, hindi yung nakaupo sa pew, hindi yung bisita. Yung number one sa church, yung Panginoon. It is the Lord. Psalm 26 verse 8. Psalm 26 verse 8, page 498. Page 498 sa Sample Bible. But David loved the house of the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Do you love the house of the Lord? I mean, kung hindi ka makapag-church dahil meron kang lagnat, meron kang hindi magandang pakiramdam mo, namimiss mo ba yung church? Do you long to be in church? Have you ever experienced not going to church because you're sick? And it's not just because you're sick. It's not right. It doesn't feel right when you're not in the house of the Lord. Only a backslider thinks it's okay to not be in church. Only a backslider. Yung nakalimutan niya na mahal siya ng Panginoon, na namatay, nilibing, muling nabuhay ang Panginoon. Yung nakalimutan niya na muling babalik yung hari ng buong mundo. Yung backslider lang talaga ang hindi nakakaunawa na mahal, na dapat mahalin ang tahanan ng Panginoon. You ever experience that? I hope you don't experience that. But providentially speaking, at some point we all get sick. And you know, you miss church. Only a backslider says, wow, you know, I don't have to go to church. Well, let me tell you the truth. You don't have to go to church. You're not required to come to church, but you ought to want to come to church. And let me tell you something, it is a privilege and a blessing to be able to come to church. It is a great blessing. It is not because of the place. It is because of the person who is in the midst of the assembly. It's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I like it when we have a guest speaker. I enjoy it because then I get to sit down and listen to somebody else preach. Amen. I like that. It's not about who's preaching. It's about the Holy Spirit of God who is in our midst, who is working amongst us. It's about bringing your troubles and your fears and your doubts to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about bringing lost people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, it's about the person who is in the place. Kaya hindi ho dapat tayo ma-impress sa malaking building. No, I do hope someday we do have a nice building. That'd be nice. Naalala ko nung nag-start tayo dito, nung pumasok yung first family dito, sabi nila, saan yung church? Ano ito, pang Sunday school lang ito? Ayan yung hindi nakakaunawa. And of course, that was just the beginning. Yung isang bumisita nga dito, sabi nila, ah, yung church ninyo, junior church lang kayo. Yun ang sabi niya sa akin, your church is just junior church. Sabi ko sa kanya, okay. Bahala ka. But it is not about the building or the lights or the pews. Well, we don't even have pews. It is about the person who is in the midst of the assembly. The Lord Jesus Christ. He walks in the midst of the assembly, you see. And David had that love for the house of the Lord. Verse 3, Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whether the tribes go up or the tribes of the Lord unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. That's one of the reasons why it's important to go to church. To give thanks to the name of the Lord. Every week, we get to start the week in the house of the Lord. Biro mo, dinededicate natin yung buong linggo na parating sa tahanan ng Panginoon. We say, thank you, Lord. Nalampasan ko yung last week. Ngayon, bagong week na naman, tulungan mo ako, Lord. Kung tinulungan ka sa nakaraan, tutulungan ka sa kasalukuyan, tutulungan ka sa hinaharap. You see, and we have many reasons to thank the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment and thrones of the house of David. Now, sa kapanahon ni David, yung temple ay also center ng judiciary system nila. So, sabi ng bansa natin, okay yung judiciary sistema natin. Pero yung ICC, sabi nila, kulang. I don't know. Wala akong masasabi doon. That's not my business. Pero yung lipunan ni David, meron silang judiciary system. Okay? So church natin, wala tayong judiciary system. Pero meron tayong judgment seat na pupuntahan balang araw kung save ka. Now kung church member ka lang, hindi ka save, iba yung judgment mo balang araw. Great right throne judgment. Patungo ka sa lawa ng apoy. Pero kung ikaw ay saved, born again, ang judgment seat na pupuntahan natin ay yung judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Balang araw pag-aralan natin kung ano ang judgment seat of Christ, kung para saan yon, kung ano yung mga gantimpala doon, at kung ano yung mga parusa ng judgment seat of Christ. And anyway, David had judgment thrones and judgment seats. So does the Lord Jesus Christ, the greater David. Verse number 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee, because of the house of the Lord, our God, will I seek thy good. So do you pray for the peace of Israel? We do. We believe that Israel is blind ngayon. Pero hindi siya mananatiling blind. 3.5 years, sa gitna ng tribulation period, mamumulat yung mata ng Israel. Marirealize nila na yung palang Antikristo na sumang-ayon kami sa kanya 3.5 years ago for a 7-year peace contract, binali niya yon. False Christ pala ito. Hindi siya ang tunay na Messiah. Doon matituklasan ng Israel, mali pala kami. Ang tunay na Messiah, yung pinako namin. And that will take place in the midst of the Great Tribulation period. By the way, kaya matutuklasan nila yan kasi yung Antikristo, 3.5 years, papatayin siya. Pero babalik siya sa buhay. May mag-a-assassinate sa Antichrist. Tapos pagka namatay siya, babalik siya sa buhay, i-resurrect siya ng demonyo, at tatayo siya sa gitna ng templo ng Jerusalem na tinaguyod niya. Yan yung Tribulation Temple. Hindi yung Millennial Temple yon. Yung Tribulation Temple, gusto niya, yung statue niya, ay sasambahan ng mga Hudyo. Doon matutuklasan ng mga Hudyo, wait, hindi siya si Jehovah. Hindi siya si Christ. Kasi si Christ, spirit. Hindi siya idol. Nagkamali kami. And they will repent in sackcloth and ashes, and the Lord will deliver them after 3.5 more years ng pagdurusa nila dahil sa nga na sa contract nila with the Antichrist. Anyway, we do pray for the peace of Israel, and we know, we understand eschatological truths that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, will bring peace to Israel. In fact, He'll bring peace to the entire world. So sa ngayon, lahat ng mga beauty queens, tinatanong. Beauty queens are being asked, what do you think of world peace? Eh, yun namang tameming beauty queen. Siyempre, wala namang utak. Maganda nga, pero walang utak. Sasabihin niya, oo, sana nga, magkaroon tayo ng world peace. World peace. Ang tagal ng hinahanap ko yung world peace. Hindi pa ako pinanganak, hinahanap yung world peace. Pero bakit walang world peace? Tanungin mo lahat ng beauty queen, alam nila, world peace dapat. Eh kung yung mga walang utak pero magaganda, alam nila kailangan natin ng world peace. Nasaan ang world peace natin? Where is world peace? Kailan mangyayari yung world peace? Pag nanalo siya, nakorona siya. Yung kampanya niya, world peace. Next. 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 Wala. We will never experience world peace. Never. Hanggang hindi bumalik yung Prince of Peace. Kaya kayo, wag na kayong mangampanya. Wag na kayong tumulong dun sa mga Antikristo. Ha? Lalong wag niyong iboto yung mga Antikristo na nangangako ng, I don't know, dami nilang mga pangako, pag nanalo, nakalimutan. Linoloko lang kayo, and you are part of it. If you vote for the Antichrist, you are part of the Antichrist. You see? So don't campaign for world peace. Ang the best na dapat gawin, campaign for Jesus Christ. Introduce them to the Prince of Peace. Because when Jesus Christ lives in your heart, He said, "My peace I give to you, and no man taketh it away." Let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Songs of Degrees, or the Pilgrims' Psalms. And we pray that as we look at these individual psalms for the next few Wednesday nights, that we would set our eyes upon the Lord, from whence cometh our help, instead of fixing our eyes on man and fixing our heart on this old world of sin. Help us to forsake it and help us to travel the high road towards heaven, towards heaven's glory. Help us to introduce people to the Prince of Peace. On our way to heaven, help us to bring as many people to the Lord as we can. For Jesus' sake, Lord, for His honor and His glory. We love you. We thank you for the place of worship that we have. It's your house, and we get to be a part of it because of your goodness towards us. Help us to change our perspective and look at things the way you see things. Help us to live for you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.